39 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hashtag Stop Galamse now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. On Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and on Facebook. Coming up, there's a push for the rest of the developed world to impose visa restrictions on individuals and their families who undermine Ghana's democracy ahead of the December elections after the US announced tough measures.
But in the past, I think either in 2016 or 2020, other states also came in, for example, in Europe and so on and so forth.
Also, Northeast Regional Security Council confidence strategies outlined during high-powered security chiefs meeting will bring lasting peace to Boko.
With the strategies we are putting in place, definitely it will help.
In business,
dollar sells at 17 cities at some forex bureaus as demand surges due to imports for Christmas festivities and election-related pressures. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
Also, the Speaker of Parliament rejects court's documents served on him regarding the seat vacancy controversy and ordering their return, citing a breach of the Constitution and an arrangement to serve the Speaker only on Mondays. We have details. We're just 24 hours to the grand finale of the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz. We throw the spotlight on the only female contestant standing.
Another girl, Abba. This one, she's beyond Laminio. She's called Gakpeto. What she they can do? She's coming to break record.
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay tuned. And this morning, there's a push for the rest of the developed world to follow the United States of America's example of imposing visa restrictions on all individuals and their families who undermine Ghana's democracy. The U.S. announced tough visa restrictions yesterday against individuals whose actions threatened the democracy before, during, and after the general elections in December. Here's a news desk report.
The new policy takes effect in advance of Ghana's presidential and parliamentary elections. It will apply only to specific individuals who undermine democracy. Both the NDC and NPP have welcomed the policy. Samuel Okujeto Ablakwa is MP for North Tongue and former minority spokesperson on foreign affairs.
This is a most welcome development. This is a development which will put every actor in our democratic state on their toes.
The governing party's director of elections, Evans Nimakwa, applauded the initiative by the U.S. government.
It shouldn't take the USA to let people behave responsibly, but it's a good call.
Already, there are calls for other Western countries to adopt the U.S. approach.
Dr. Kujupumpunia Asante is director of advocacy and policy engagement at CDD.
But in the past, I think either in 2016 or 2020, other states also came in, for example, in Europe and so on and so forth. So let's see what happens.
Dean of the Ghana Armed Forces Commanding Staff College, Professor Vladimir Chidanso, ending that news desk report. Meanwhile, the National Peace Council says Ghanaians must be primarily responsible for a credible and transparent elections, although they welcome the U.S. policy. George Amo is the Executive Secretary of the National Peace Council.
We have to put our house in order. We don't have to allow, external partners, however, good intentions they are, to give directives like what has happened. But it is very welcome. It will help check excesses here in our country because the U.S. has great influence.
Now, the Northeast Regional Security Council is optimistic strategies outlined during a high-powered security chiefs meeting will help bring lasting peace to Boko and its environs. The latest conflict is reported to have been sparked by the return of rival Chief Seydou Abagri. Joint police and military personnel have since been deployed to restore stability. MCE for Mamprusi West, Ishaku Somolaki, says four persons were killed in Waliwali on Sunday's roadblock attack.
The program was successful. We outlined activities that we can do to stop what is going on within our environs. But as we speak now, there's calm, everything is peaceful in the West Mamprusi municipality. Unfortunately, because of yesterday's incident, it has confirmed that we have lost about four lives. as at yesterday, but now everything is moving on smoothly.
And based on the intelligence you have, will this peace hold? Will this moment of calm hold?
Yes. With the strategies we are putting in place, definitely it will help.
Now to Parliament, the Speaker, Alban Bagbin, has ordered the return of court documents served on him by bailiff of the Supreme Court regarding the seat's vacancy controversy. According to a letter from a deputy clerk directed at the Registrar of the Supreme Court, the Speaker considers that the court documents were wrongly served and breached the Constitution, as well as a public order made by the judiciary that the Speaker of Parliament is served only on Mondays. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwikwa Asante has more.
According to the letter from the Parliamentary Service, the Speaker had directed the Clerk's Office to return legal processes which were left at the Legal Department of Parliament on 15th and 16th October 2024. The decision stemmed from the Speaker's insistence that the attempted service was contrary to the 1992 Constitution, which prohibits service of court documents on the Speaker of Parliament, the Clerk to Parliament and MPs while they are on their way to, attending or from Parliament. The Judicial Service had also issued a circular which ordered court bailiffs to only serve the Speaker of Parliament with court processes only on Mondays during working hours. The specific court document in question, Joy News is learning, is the writ filed by Majority Leader Alexander Afenyo-Makin, which at the time sought to stop the Speaker of Parliament from going ahead to take any action on the seats of four MPs the minority wanted declared vacant.
Well, the latest we're learning is that the counsel for the Speaker has applied to the Supreme Court requesting it to overturn its ruling that suspended its declaration that the four seats be vacant. The Speaker's legal team contends that the Supreme Court lacks jurisdiction over the suit filed by the Ifutu Member of Parliament, Alexander Afenyo-Makin. We have exclusive details of this in subsequent bulletins. Do stay tuned. Now, former Majority Leader and Minister for Parliamentary Affairs, Osei Chemensa Bonsu, is confident that the new Patriotic Party will secure victory in the upcoming elections. He spoke on PM Express with Evans Mensa.
I'm drawing my inspiration from facts and figures available to me. I know I've seen the surveys that have been done, the researches that have been done, and I'm talking to the figures that I'm seeing.
Yeah, but your own surveys, are they credible?
No, it's not my own surveys. It's the party's own surveys. It's coming from interested parties, major stakeholders in the fortunes of Ghana. This election is going to be determined by what happens the next 1 month or 1.5 months ahead of us.
Well, the NDC flag bearer John Mahama has lashed out at the Akufo-Addo administration over claims it has revived the ailing economy. The finance minister has indicated that the economy had turned the corner and that Ghanaians will soon see positive indicators. But addressing a rally in the northern region, former President Mahama said many Ghanaians are worse off now than they were last year.
Today, Ghanaians are suffering and they are trying to create a narrative that the economy is getting better. The economy is not getting better. If you want to find out about the economy and the quality of people's lives, you go to the people and ask them whether their lives are getting better. People's lives are worse this year than it was even last year. And then they come and say, oh, the economy is turning the corner. Things are getting better. Things are getting better for them, not for the majority of Ghanaians.
And just before we go, with just 24 hours to the grand finale of the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz, we throw the spotlight on the only female contestant standing.
Yadi, another girl, Abba. This one, she's beyond Laminio. She's called Gakpeto.
The crowd can't help but cheer for Ketasco's fierce contestant, Gakpeto Perpetual Sefako, who has been a standout since the quarterfinals, where she helped eliminate two-time champions at Shimota School in the thrilling performance. Now, as the only female finalist, she's not just competing, she's breaking ground, and her resolve is inspiring. In a candid conversation, Perpetual shared that she draws strength from her mentors and also from Francisca Lamini, the first female to make it to the finale for Ketasco.
Draw inspiration from her and keep myself going. Draw inspiration from my teachers and keep pushing. But it's not pressure. You are being given the resources, the procedures to follow. Then you get it done. So that's just it.
Have you spoken to Francisca? Yes, I am.
And she's giving you some tidbits and all that.
Just normal things.
With her focus and calm demeanor, Perpetual has turned what could be seen as pressure into pure determination, as she's built a strong bond with her male teammate, and together they're driven by one goal: making history.
When you stay with boys for so long, like when you stay with a group of people for so long, it becomes something like mutual induction. So you
Jacqueline and Sumaya Boa with that report, and that's how we end this morning's bulletin on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.